B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Thai man went to wipe his ass after he went to the bathroom and ended up pulling a live, wriggling tapeworm out of his butt.
Oh my God.
One day after...
So he won the contest.
After dropping his child off at school, Krisada Raptakum had to poop. And so he was finishing up, getting ready to wipe. However, he could still feel something hanging out of his hiney.
Dear God.
And it wasn't sticky toilet paper. It was, in fact, a massive live tapeworm dangling out of his rear end.
Ew.
In the week prior, Raptakum underwent appendix surgery. Initially, he just presumed that it was like a piece of string left over from the surgery or
something. Sure, the way they leave string in there.
You know, so however, when he started to pull the dangling thread, he realized it was sticky and stretchy. This wasn't a piece of string. It was a tapeworm. Tapeworms, if you don't know, are flat, ribbon-like worms that can live in your gut if you swallow their eggs or small, newly hatched worms. Now, after pulling this out of his butt, Raptakum saw the worm could be stretched to around 32 feet
long. Oh, my God.
Well, think of how long your intestines are. And people have had, like, weight loss occur because of these tapeworms.
After holding it up in his hands, he put it in the toilet, and eventually he flushed it out of sight.
At the end of it, was there a paper bouquet of flowers?
Paper worms. Thank you. Tapeworms end up pooping in your intestines as well?
I would imagine that they're conducting.
I don't know.
Be part of the process, right?
Yeah.
I just know that they're disgusting.
Tapeworms usually cause few or no symptoms. However, some people do experience pain, diarrhea, nausea, and weight loss as well.
Was there any truth to the rumor that years ago they used to, you know, get rid of them by having the person, like, cut their food take and hold food towards the mouth and all that stuff?
I would always
hear that sort of stuff, and it always seemed like an old wives' tale. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't really know.
Right.
Weird. A social media influencer has been sentenced to 14 years in federal prison.
Wow.
For concocting a scheme to violently coerce a stranger into giving up his web domain name. He's going to jail for 14 years for a web domain name.
Mm.
The influencer, Rossi Laravio Adams II, went by the name Polo, and he ran a series of accounts across Instagram and other platforms.
Wow.
Known as State Snaps, while attending college at Iowa State University. The accounts, which Adams began operating around 2015, typically involved depictions of risky or sexually explicit behavior, often featuring college girls. One account had 1.5 million followers. Adams, however, became increasingly frustrated that he did not own doitforstate.com, a reference to a popular hashtag, which is doitforstate. On social media, the influencer often used it in comments and captions to invoke the type of behavior that he would later post about to millions of fans online. The domain name, carrying Adams' slogan, was in fact owned by a Cedar Rapids guy named Ethan Deo, with whom Adams had no prior affiliation. Adams attempted to purchase the domain name over the course of 2 years, but ultimately failed, as Deo initially had no intention to sell it. And at one point, Deo did offer to sell the name to Adams for $20,000, but Adams felt that it was too high. Instead of giving up on his quest, he turned to intimidation. He sent a gun emoji to one of Deo's friends via text, and he also at one point showed up to the man's door. Eventually, in the summer of 2017, he decided to try more violent in-person intimidation. He hired his cousin, a convicted felon named Sherman Hopkins.
Oh, my God.
Who then lived in a homeless shelter, to break into Deo's home and threaten him at gunpoint to transfer the name.
Hmm.
Hopkins obliged, showing up at the man's home with a taser and a pistol while disguised with a pair of pantyhose over his head.
For a domain name.
And black sunglasses on his face. Hopkins also had a list of detailed instructions for how Deo could transfer the name to Adams. Deo ended up wrestling the gun out of Hopkins' hands after being shot once in the leg, whereupon he shot Hopkins numerous times in the chest. Both men survived. Hopkins was ultimately sentenced to 20 years in prison, and Adams, the guy who started this whole thing, got 14 years. He was only just sentenced this week, by the way.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's nuts. Well, Peloton, of course, you know the ad now.
Yes,
the whole
very
thing
controversial ad.
Well, in response to that ad, NFL Network's Jane Slater tweeted that she was not offended when her ex-boyfriend gifted her a Fitbit. Some people saw the Peloton thing as an insult of sorts. But her Fitbit did not offend her until it revealed that he was actually cheating on her.
Oh, yeah. No.
An ex-boyfriend once got me a Fitbit for Christmas, she tweeted. I loved it. We synced up, motivated each other, didn't hate it until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiking on the app.
Man, oh, you really burned a lot of calories at 1 a.m.
Wish the story wasn't real. The NFL reported, a reporter made sure to clarify that her former partner was not getting an early morning workout at the gym. Oh, she said, spoiler alert, he was not enrolled at an Orange Theory class at 4 a.m. So she busted him through the Fitbit because at 4 a.m., he was spiking all this
activity.
People
forget those things are synced up and with cloud technology and all that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and do I have time for one more?
Do one more. Yeah.
Is a home run.
Do it.
A woman who hopes to achieve the world's fattest vagina admits that her plastic surgery procedures have their drawbacks.
Like what?
The wannabe blow-up doll, who goes by the name Mary Magdalene, says that she's battled health complications as a result of her cosmetic ops. The 24-year-old says intimate injections have caused her to, quote, swell up down there. But despite these issues, she doesn't regret spending $100,000 on her surgery transformation.
So is she herself, like, morbidly obese?
I don't know. This is probably because the vagina operation has had a positive effect on her social life. Mary plans to share pictures of her fattened vagina once the area heals up.
Oh, God. Look at her.
Oh, no. We're looking at a picture of her.
Describe, please.
Her crotch looks like the plant from A Little Shop of Horrors.
It's like the biggest camel toe you've ever seen.
While she's on the road to recovery, the Canadian influencer is still facing complications. By the way, her lips and boobs are really blown up, too.
No, the rest of her looks like a girl next door, kind of average look.
She said, it's a lot better than it was. However, I have complications with the fat, so I will need to keep getting vagina injections to even it out. I'm worried about one side because it keeps growing, and I think it's probably from the swelling, but the doctor told me not to worry, so I'm trying to relax. She said, thankfully, it hasn't all been doom and gloom for the fetish model. She says the surgery has helped her feel more confident and creative.
Preston, when she's in court arguing a case, what do the people think about this?
She said, I feel more confident naked, and I love showing it off in my in clothes. My favorite type of cleavage is now my camel toe. Although when I bend over, it looks like I have a ball sack, she says.
I mean, it looks like Homer Simpson's lips.
Honestly, yeah, you're exactly right.
She said, I've been making paintings with my vagina.
It looks like a game of Pac-Man.
She's been making paintings with her vagina.
Huh.
So this surgery has really inspired me to be more creative as well.
Like Bob Ross stuff or still lives or what?
I don't know. Mary adds that her vagina surgery has also improved her sex life. Previously, she revealed that she enjoys looking like a, quote, bimbo. She said, my first stop was a boob job. I was working as a stripper since I was 17, and I've always loved the fake bimbo look.
Oh, my God.
Since then, she's had 3 nose jobs, 20 dental veneers, and countless lip and cheek fillers. She also braved the surgeon's chair for 3 boob jobs and a trio of Brazilian butt lifts. And despite her recent complications, the Instagram star doesn't plan on giving up her obsession anytime soon. She wants the world's fattest vagina.
Her goal is to do QVQA, Preston.
QVQA?
Yeah.
Quad...
Quadruple.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe she'll get there.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Listen to this. This is a wild medical bizarre story. A man's blood and semen has been found to contain only the DNA of a donor following a bone marrow transplant that took place years earlier.
So it reset his entire blood system?
This wild test showed that only the hair on his chest and head had not been altered by the donor DNA, a discovery that could have big implications for forensic science.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
This guy, his last name is long. I don't have his first name in this story. He worked at the sheriff's office and was suffering from acute myeloid leukemia.
His first name is Thicken.
Thicken Long. And had been scheduled to have a bone marrow transplant. One of his colleagues suggested they take DNA samples ahead of the operation to see what changes would take place. Well, just 3 months after the operation, tests showed how the DNA in his blood had been replaced with his donors. And the changes continued over time. Samples taken from his tongue, cheek, and lip all contained donor DNA. 4 years after the transplant, the team found his semen only contained DNA from his donor, a man from Germany.
So there was no traceable original DNA in his body?
Yeah, of this other guy.
So,
his daughter.
I'm wondering then, what about blood diseases? Could you?
Well, I don't know. Here's why this is not, why this is so groundbreaking, is because few patients would have ever collected their DNA before, after, and after to this extent. Nobody's ever done it before.
They had no idea.
Yeah.
Or little idea.
They just assumed that, you know, it would be temporary or whatever.
Yeah, so yeah.
Long had a vasectomy after the birth of his second child. However, if he had not and were to father a child, whose DNA would be passed to the baby? That's the question. Experts said that it should not be possible for someone to pass on another person's genes. However, they plan to investigate the case further. Long's case is unusual. While almost 23,000 bone marrow or umbilical cord blood transplants took place in the U.S. in 2017, few patients would have collected their DNA before and after to this extent.
By my reckoning, and I know nothing, but this seems to be a sort of a revelation when it comes to possible disease treatment.
Yeah, who knows, man? It's pretty amazing. A 5-year-old walked through extreme temperatures in the Alaskan terrain with an 18-month-old after authorities say they were left home alone. Listen to this. This incident took place Tuesday when the temperature in Vanity, Alaska was -31 degrees Fahrenheit.
Negative 31, and they're outside walking around in this?
Vanity is in the northeastern section of Alaska. The children arrived at a neighbor's home with cold injuries, and the 5-year-old had gotten scared when the power went out and carried the toddler about a half mile while wearing only socks and light clothing in negative 31 degrees.
I see a new movie in this, Home a Gnome.
Julie Peter, the mom, was charged with endangering the welfare of a minor in the first degree. How wild is that? Yes. Andy Grossman knows a good idea when he sees it. A few years back, Grossman, the owner of Riptide Bait and Tackle in Brigantine, New Jersey. I love this story. Created a beach tow membership service for 4x4s that run into trouble on the sometimes all too soft sand on the beach. You can drive out there, okay? So, and that's what led to his next great idea. He came up with the Beached Cars of Brigantine calendar, featuring photos of some of the mishaps when people try to drive their non-4x4 vehicles out to the water's edge and they get stuck. And he's taken pictures and he's made them into a calendar.
I love it.
It's a great idea. He said, cars are not allowed on the beach, and that's why I kind of think that they're fair game, and I've been posting them on Facebook. Before helping them get off the beach, Grossman or a member of his Bring Team Beach 4x4 assist crew takes a photo, and locals usually get a good laugh out of it. He said, I would joke, oh, there's another one for the calendar. And somebody said, well, you should just do it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. He sold out the first run in just a few hours and is now taking orders for more. He said, now I have a list. People are going crazy. The calendar comes in two sizes for $25 or $20, $5 to have it shipped. And the proceeds are being donated to True Spirit Coalition, a local organization which helps provide meals for local families. That's a great idea.
That is crazy. That's great.
I will do one more story. Let's see. I like this one. Sycamore Brewing in North Carolina had to pull their winter ale called Christmas Cookie Winter Ale from store shelves after the North Carolina Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission made a visit. The issue is, the can it was being sold on reportedly shows reindeer in various sexual positions.
Come on. Why can't you do that?
I love it. According to the company's Facebook page, the beer will only be sold in their tap room from now on. I haven't seen pictures of said sex with reindeer, but it's got to be pretty solid. And there you go.
No, it's up on the screen here, Preston, in the studio.
In the bizarre fight. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
They're tinier, but you can see them getting it on.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.